More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So, to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Boy, there weren't many times in this last year that we could say this, but how about a round of applause for the last two, 3 days of weather? You know, in the Army, when you go to basic training, they have some rules. And I remember one of the rules was if it's above a certain temperature, you were not required to run to the rifle range. You had to run. With pack and your gun, you know, to the range and then run back. But if it was over, that was 92 degrees or something, it wouldn't make you do it. There ought to be a law about working where if it's, and you set a standard for what's considered to be perfect weather, that would mean a temperature of, let's say, 71 to 74. A humidity and a range for that.
Low humidity.
Humidity?
Low
humidity. You said
humidity.
Low humidity.
I know, I did.
Who's humidity?
A dew point range, all right. And if it falls within all of those, and that's considered perfect weather, mandatory federal law, you don't go to work.
Yes.
Unless you work outside. And then if you work outside, you still don't work because then you just play outside. But we don't have such a law. Good afternoon and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Now, Amanda Knox is coming home. That's, of course, it's easy to say this after the fact. You go, well, I knew that was going to happen. Actually, that is what I thought would happen. I don't know if it's the right decision or not. I don't know anything about it. I don't know her. I wasn't at the trial. But she lost 4 years of her life sitting in jail in Italy. So I ask you this question. If you, now she's going to make, I would say when she gets back here, she's easily good for $5 to $10 million for her story. Would you agree?
Yes.
The way they pay for things these days, throwing money around. Would you, let's start with the cuter than she's ever been, Tina Dalpiaz. She gets cuter by the day.
Thank you, Frank.
Would you take a check for, let's split the difference, $7.5 million to sit in jail in Italy for 4 years, not tortured, fed, not abused, but certainly in jail. You know, you don't get to get out, you don't get to see your family, but when they can get over there. Would you do that for $7.5 million? Would you trade 4 years for $7.5 million? And before you answer, I think most people would say, yes.
At her age?
Yes.
Okay, you
no.
have to.
Would you? You would not.
No.
So if I said to you, here's a check, I'll put it in the back, hold it for you. You go to Italy, sit there for 4 years, you come back, I got $7.5 million for you. Why wouldn't you do that?
She's only 24 now, right? Or 26?
Because.
So
why?
You know.
Why
you
would
know.
You not do that? And by the way, when you get out, you have no record because you will be not guilty.
I wouldn't be worried about any of that. I wouldn't want to be away from my family and friends for that long.
But you know that you're getting out in 4 years.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah, you know you're.
Too many things
you...
happen.
She was already over in Italy, though, going to school, so she was already away from
family and friends. But that wasn't part of the equation. The equation is, would you sit in jail for 4.5 years for $7.5 million?
And you say no?
No.
Because you wouldn't want to be away from your family? But when you got out and could be with your family, you could take them shopping. You could buy them, here, I'd like to buy each of you a home.
I couldn't miss that much of it. That's
well,
why I live
there's not
here.
A wrong or right answer.
That's why I don't live in California or Florida or anywhere else.
Listen to this good. Listen to this good mom. Listen to the mom of the year.
Believe me, there's other places I wouldn't mind living.
But you don't
everybody
want to be far
I care about is
from,
here.
And I think by that you mean me.
Oh,
you say everybody
right.
you care about.
Well, you're number one on the list.
What she's really saying is she wouldn't want to be away
obviously.
From me. I can read between the lines. Peon, 4 years, $7.5 million.
Yes.
You sure you don't want to think about it?
I
no, I'm going to tell you right now.
I felt like the 12
people,
years I was in school, or 13 years I was in school, felt like prison. So
no, I'm going to tell you right now. I think most people, remember who most people are. They're hardworking people. They're making 40, 30, 40, whatever thousand a year. They work their guts out. You have no expenses. They feed you. Again, they don't beat you. You're just in jail in Italy for 4 years. $7.5 million. But I think it's a very realistic idea of what she's going to be able to make. Maybe even more. So you say, yes, you would.
Would I be married, though? I mean, I didn't even think about that, being away from my wife.
Well, now
Angela,
that you've thought about it, the answer is
yes.
probably still yes.
I'll stay in for 6 years.
No, Dan, you'd do it for $7.5 million, wouldn't you?
Heck yeah. Yeah, I would.
I got to tell you, I think the answer is yes for most people. I really do.
There were a lot of people
because
I know.
When this, look, when this all shakes out, yeah, right now and for the last 4 years, she's been miserable. But that's because she didn't know the outcome. And I think going in, if she had known that after 4 years she'd be set free, and she's got all these offers are going to come her way. This is not like Monica Lewinsky. You know, there was no money to be made by Monica Lewinsky. She wasn't held in jail. I think this is all, when you talk about justice, and here people will say, well, here's a young woman who lost 4 years of her life. She's going to make up for the 4 years in ways that most people will never get to experience. They're never going to know the success, the fortune that she's about to fall into. I believe that.
And I would think being a woman in prison is easier than a guy in prison. Am I wrong in thinking that?
I don't
that?
Know. Yeah, I think
see,
you are.
I think it depends on where you are, where you're in prison.
Oh, like in Italy, though. That's what I mean. Even you don't even think here in the United States a woman has it easier in
no.
prison than a guy?
No, I don't. No, I think they probably in some ways have it worse. But she was in Italy. There is a relationship between the United States and Italy. You don't want to do anything stupid if you're the Italians to tick us off. You want this to be fair. You want her treatment to be fair. Now, I don't see any evidence or have never heard any evidence that she was mistreated or beaten. She was just in jail, which is bad. But she's gonna have to sit back now with a good agent, an attorney, and a tax person and go, which offers do we entertain? And I think you have to do it all in the next 24 months because it gets cold. The story gets old. You got to do it while it's fresh.
Is the boyfriend still in jail?
No, they're letting the co-defendant out also.
It was both of them today got released.
They're both out. So, again, I don't know. She's hard to read. When I looked at her, I didn't see a Casey Anthony. When I looked at Casey Anthony, I saw a complete irresponsible, numbskull, idiot, possibly killer. I didn't see that with her, but that's just, you know, that's just appearance. That doesn't tell you everything. So that's done. Cardinals are still in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I say still in it. They would have still been in it if they had lost the second game. But now they're even more in it than they would have been if they'd lost the second. So they're at least, three more games.
And two here. So they're actually, ahead of the game.
Should be. By all
Cardinals could actually do it here. They could win here. They could win tomorrow and win Thursday.
Wednesday. I think it's Tuesday.
Now there are a couple. There are a couple other big things in the news. And we'll take your. The phones are ringing. Dan, grab these calls, will you? I'm sure you folks have plenty to talk about. It's been a.
Will somebody answer that damn phone,
Lauren? We do not talk that way to each other here. All right. This is a station. Love thy neighbor as thyself. You wrote it. It's on the board in the kitchen. Do unto others. Remember that? Ring a bell.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
No. That's not going to work either.
Boy, she is something.
She's tough.
She's a, yeah.
So we have the Knox thing. We have the Cardinal thing. We have, and let me just go ahead and throw this out there. And help me out here because I don't know the guy. Is it McLaughlin or McLaughlin?
McLaughlin.
Now, see, Dan said it was.
I thought it was McLaughlin, but it is.
This is why I asked, because I hear both ways. I've heard McLaughlin.
It's spelled A-U-G-H, I believe, L-I-N.
Right, but I've heard others say McLaughlin.
Could be.
Nonetheless, you know who we're talking about, the Cardinal broadcaster. Now, the only reason I bring it up is because Vic and Trish, the show before us, had Al Hrabowski on. I don't believe they addressed it. And probably because, wisely so, because Al probably prefer to just stay away from it and until, more facts are known. But I believe it is a fact that's known that he was drunk. It was a DWI. It was his second one within about a year. Not good. And you can point to, has any other Cardinal player or member of the broadcast team had two? I know Whitey had one, I think. Hannafin, La Russa, who am
I don't think multiple,
here?
No.
But I don't think more than one. I think, one, and again, I don't know Dan McLaughlin, whatever. I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. But that almost doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's a really great guy, if he's a jerk. Here's what I don't get. As a guy who doesn't drink a lot, I'm the very kind of guy who could get a DWI after having a couple of drinks I'm not used to having. So I get put. I'm going to tell you something. If that happened to me, I think the last thing that I would do after one would be put myself in a situation where I could get pulled over again. That's just me.
No kidding.
It's sort of like, I'm trying to think of a good example, and I don't know that I can. But anything else that you get caught at, and you make it through it, boy, I'll tell you. Well, here's what I can equate it to. Many, many, many years ago, I learned to fly, and I was taught, and I had heard stories about, weather you don't fly into, and I flew into some of that weather, and it was 10 minutes. I was 10 minutes away from losing my life. In 10 more minutes, my wife and I would have been dead.
Would you think you could handle it or something?
No, I just did something. I made a bad call, and I flew.
Direction wise, where
I flew into a front that came through. And a plane can outrun a weather front. Weather front's moving through at 20 miles an hour. If as soon as I knew I was in it, if I had turned around and come back to St. Louis, I would have outrun it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you fly into a cloud, whoop, turn around, fly back out. But I thought, because I was only 15 miles from where I could land, I can make it through this for 15 miles. Wrong. Bad call. Nearly died. Now, the good thing about that happening was, I can tell you right now, I never, and I flew 2,500, 3,000 hours, I never was in that situation again, ever, because it scared me so badly, and my wife so badly. When we did land and finally landed, barely landed, with the plane almost being flipped over when we landed. The wind was so strong and the rain was so strong. When we taxied over, she got out. My wife got out. It was in Rolla, in this little dump of an airport where they had a little trailer or building. She went over to a couch, and she just went over to lay down on the couch and did not move for an hour and a half. She never raised her head. She never said. She was so scared. She just laid there, I guess, thanking somebody that she was alive. And it scared me so bad that I just kept thinking, I cannot believe how close we came to dying, and I can't believe I didn't turn around when I knew I was flying into it. But I never did it again, ever. And I flew a lot of hours after that. And that's the kind of the way I look at the DWI thing. You get a DWI, you take your licks, you do your community service, or whatever happens with a DWI, you lose your license for a while, you get it back. I just don't know how you do it again.
I have a message that David Freese has more than one.
Yeah,
okay,
David Freese has two.
That's right, he has two. Now, what happened to him? They didn't kick him off the team.
No, but he had one in California, and I don't know, was he a member of the Cardinals at the time when he got it in California?
La Russa's was in Florida, correct?
Yeah.
He wasn't really driving, right? He was just sitting in the car?
Yes.
Like well,
it's the same thing. I think the car was running.
Yeah, with the keys in it and everything else. And he was sitting, I think he passed out at a stoplight, right?
Yeah. Here's the other thing, whether it's right or wrong, here's the other thing that comes into play. This happened here, correct? Twice, both times.
Chesterfield.
Yeah. Now, we don't know how many times somebody who is has some degree of fame or celebrity gets stopped. And it's just sort of, hey, let us take you home, and we're not going to, we'll just kind of let this go and don't do this again, and nobody needs to know. You know, that happens. Well, La Russa had his happen in Florida. Well, he's not quite as big a deal in Florida as he is here, so they're going to be a little more apt to go, hey, put the cuffs on, you're under arrest, you're going in. I also don't know if Dan... I don't know if Dan... McLaughlin is somebody who is well liked as a broadcaster or person, or disliked or thought of as a I don't know, but if you don't think that comes into play, you're pretty naive, because I think that if give me a name of somebody right now who is probably the nicest person in St. Louis that everybody loves. We don't have Jack Buck anymore. We don't have Bob Hardy anymore. We don't have somebody in politics or in a minister. Give me a name. Give me somebody everybody really likes.
Dan Strauss.
Hey.
Okay, good one. Yeah. Okay, not a good one.
What?
Isn't
what?
It funny? I'm sitting here and I'm trying to think somebody who
I can think of people,
is very
but I don't know
charitable.
Like Ozzy.
Okay, how about
Ozzy?
Somebody who is real big? Ozzy Smith.
Yeah.
Good one. All right, good one. If Ozzy Smith got stopped, I don't think there are too many people who have any ill feelings toward Ozzy Smith. I think they like him. They like what he did for the community, for the team. He might get a pass. So it does play into the equation. So I don't know. I don't know the rap on this guy, but boy, oh boy, twice is.
I think the second time that I read. He hit a sign, I think.
And left the scene, yeah.
Yeah.
I have two friends that I can think of who've had DWIs, and it scared them to death. I mean, because they're not drunks. They're decent people. But they were drunk, and they drove, and they shouldn't have, and they could have killed somebody, and they know that. And I can tell you right now that if either one of them has it happen again, I'll be stunned. It shook them up badly. You know, when you are... a person with a clean slate, law-abiding citizen, and you got handcuffs and your hands are behind your back, you're put in a police car, all of a sudden you're on an episode of Cops, and you're thinking, this is not me. This is just not me. What am I doing going to jail? Well, you're going to jail because you should go to jail, but for it to happen twice, I don't know. We'll take some calls, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. We're only going to take a couple, then I have to do some business, but I promise we're going to come back and take some more. It's going to be a good day today. I can tell. Let's go to Doug. Doug, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I think Harry Carey had a couple WWIs.
WWIs?
Yeah, walking while intoxicated.
Well, he did.
I'm sure
he did get hit on, though, was it Lindell? Walking across the street?
Yeah, I think he was coming out of the chase.
Yeah, he got hit.
He won't say who he was with.
No, but he got hit, and a lot of people don't think that was an accident.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that. No, Harry knocked him back pretty good, but I don't remember how many he
had. Holy cow!
You know, but you know what? There's an example, though, of a guy who, when he was at his peak in St. Louis, everybody loved Harry Carey. Isn't that funny how you're kind of more apt to go, oh, well, that's just Harry. He didn't mean... Hey, drunk is drunk, and DWI is DWI, and the fact that you didn't kill anybody just means that maybe you got lucky, because you could have.
Well, it was always part of his character. I mean, that's always... It was him imbibing and, you know...
Oh. Yeah, I mean
in Chicago he became a national.
Absolutely,
you know,
And you remember when he left and went to Chicago? What he said when he got on the air there? He said, and I don't do the Harry Carey impression, but it was so funny because he had Falstaff, or so, I think it was in front of him. He goes, "No, like his drink, the beer I really like. I never really liked a little stuff anyway."
Who is this?
Harry Carey. Who do you think it is? Yeah, it's a bad Harry Carey. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. I live near Pinyon Valley Lane, Arkansas. You know, I went from Carbondale down to Arkansas, and I raised Nigerian dwarf goats. Got back from mom's funeral, and 2 weeks prior to her death, she told me that she was going on a trip, and she's been battling Parkinson's, and I'll try not to cry, Frank, because you once called me the happiest guy in America.
Wait a minute.
I don't drink.
Mark,
I drink water.
Hold on, Mark. It has been way too long since we talked to you. We got catching up to do. Can you give Dan your number so we can call you back?
Yes, sir.
It has been way too long. Holy.
God bless you.
Mark,
God bless you guys.
Holy cow. Mark, hold on. Don't go away. Hey, grab.
I'll put my phone. Hold on.
Grab this guy. We got
oh,
what's
man.
It been, 3-4 years?
Oh, Mark, it might be longer than that. Oh.
5 years. Just the other day asked what happened to him.
One of my favorites.
Folks, if you don't know who it is, we're going to get you caught up on a guy who was one of our favorite callers for a long, long time. Mark from Carbondale, the guy who never inhaled. He talked, and he never took a breath. He's like the Guinness Book of World Records.
He got louder and louder as he went on.
So we will catch up with Mark. We'll catch up with you. We'll take some calls. We'll get it all done. Trust me, we'll get it all in. I have all the new, latest, and greatest information from Argosy Casino Alton, where they have rock and roll bingo now through October 29th. Rock and roll bingo. Here, get an Argosy preferred card. Go to guest services. Get all the details on rock and roll bingo. And they have barbecue and blues Monday nights featuring St. Louis style ribs. A whole lot of stuff going on here. November 11th and 12th, as we told you before, John Michael Montgomery is coming to Argosy's Music Hall. And there is a holiday variety show in December starring Bob Zaney, Greg Morton, and Keith West, and a bunch of showgirls at Argosy's Music Hall. It's December 9th and 10th. And I don't know the name of the show. It just says Holiday Variety Show starring Bob Zaney, Greg Morton, and Keith West, and showgirls. That's a big name for a show. Must be a pretty big show. A lot of laughs, a lot of comedy, and a lot of great illusions from Keith West and the Showgirls, and it all benefits Toys for Tots. That is December 9th and 10th at Argosy's Music Hall. So if you haven't been for a while, and of course, I'll tell you this later in the week, but I'll tell you now, so you can go ahead and start to think about it. Thursday night, all you can eat shrimp and crab legs, the biggest crab legs in town. So a lot going on in November and December. You haven't been for a while. Wow, what perfect weather. You can't use the weather. Well, we can't get out. The weather is too bad. We got iced in. Nah, that's a few weeks away. So get out and have a great time. Get an Argosy preferred card. And remember this number, 1-800-711-GAME, Argosy Casino, Alton.
Traffic is sponsored by the Ink and Toner Store. And here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we've got a report, and Ed, it's not just a report. We have an accident. It's involving a school bus on North 20th at Salisbury Street. There are injuries involved there. That's all the information I've got on that about any school, any road closings or that. Right now, everything is just starting to get some volume built on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. Still a little bit heavy between 270 and Mason. Westbound 70 still looks pretty good out in the O'Fallon area. And southbound 270, look for slow traffic as you make your way from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Rhodes Bake and Serve. Rhodes Warm and Serve sourdough rolls. Artisan sourdough rolls with a crisp outer crust and a soft, moist center. From your freezer to table in 12 minutes or less, Rhodes in your grocer's freezer. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Stop overpaying for ink and toner cartridges. Call the Ink and Toner Store and see how much you'll save. Call 314-423-SAVE. That's 423-SAVE.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in tonight from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon and the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is the roofer for Lane House Construction. If you're one of the thousands of homeowners that's had their home damaged by the storms, please take a moment and contact the area's leading exterior remodeling company, Lane House Construction. We've handled hundreds of insurance claims, so we have the experience to help you get through this very trying process. Lane House Construction is A-rated and an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. Lane House won the Super Service Award from Angie's List last year for roofing, siding, and windows. We are local, located at 3814 Lee May Ferry Road in St. Louis County. Lane House Construction doesn't require any money down. We don't get paid until the job is done. If you're unsure if you have damage, give us a call. We'll come out and we'll check the house at no charge. So call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or area-wide at 866-546-ROOF or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
At Assisted Recovery Centers of America, lives are changed every day.
Being addicted to narcotics is a horrible thing. I know what someone is going through. They're scared, they're nervous, they don't feel they're ever going to come off of it. They're more afraid of being sick than anything. And all I can tell you that with ARCA, you will not be sick. You will be amazed at the treatment. You're handed medication, the medication works immediately, and then you go into the counseling, and they will help you with any problems that you have, and you will see other people in there that have had your problem, and they will help you deal with the upcoming things that are going to happen to you. It's the hardest thing, but the easiest thing I've ever done.
Break the grip of drug and alcohol addiction. Discover the amazingly effective combination of anti-craving medications and counseling treatment at Assisted Recovery Centers. Make the confidential call now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Assisted Recovery Centers of America. The time is now.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.UsedJewelryBuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to UsedJewelryBuyer.com.
The difference is in the details. Try out the D-Series lineup of skid steers, track loaders, and mini excavators at John Deere and Herb Equipment. John Deere D-Series compact equipment comes with many customer-inspired improvements, like a quieter ride, more spacious cabs, and an industry-exclusive cooling system. John Deere and Herb Equipment are committed to you, the customer, now and in the future. For more, go to Herb, that's E-R-B, equipment.com. Now's the time to make the change to John Deere and Herb Equipment.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
The heat and humidity of St. Louis summers can be rough, so why not beat the heat with an Emerson ceiling fan from Metro Lighting? For more than a century, Emerson has been setting the standard for ceiling fan quality, reliability, and performance. And today, Fan Design has come a long way to combine form and function with styles to fit any personality, while getting the most out of your heating and cooling dollars. Visit any Metro Lighting to browse our large selection of St. Louis-based Emerson ceiling fans, starting at just $89. Because today, it's about more than just moving air. It's about moving air in style.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's carousel of co-hosts on the Showgram with JC and Trish, asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court, because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
I got a lot of stuff to kick around here. If you're a DWI recipient, maybe you can. Of course, you know, it really can't go by anybody else's experience because there are all kinds of other factors. You know, what was your other criminal history, if there was any? Did you have a clean record? Was anybody hurt? Was anybody not hurt? Was there a wreck? Was there damage? So I don't know. I don't know what happens. But isn't there a three strikes, you're outlaw or something? If
third DWI is a
automatic felony.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens here. You know, I don't have any feelings either way about Mr. McLaughlin. Again, I don't sympathize with him. Wish him well. I don't want to make people mad who have had relatives killed by drunk drivers. At the same time, I don't wish that he'd go away to prison for the rest of his life, because I don't know the facts here, but anything that's related to sports becomes a big story all of a sudden.
Have Mark from Carbondale on.
Oh, my goodness.
Now he's Mark from Arkansas now.
Hey, Mark?
Mark from Pinyon Valley Lane near Bella Vista, Arkansas. Actually, I'd like a bat cave. We have to, wave the magic wand because we wear Nigerian dwarf coats. I'm writing children's books based on my life and the lives of the ice storm in Arkansas and my relatives and... I'll shut up and let you talk, Frank. I'm sorry. I learned a great deal in the last 4 years.
Mark,
shut up when people are talking. Yes,
Mark,
sir.
Thank you for shutting up, because otherwise we would never have gotten to say what I'm saying now, because you don't inhale. You've mastered the art of nonstop exhaling. Let me ask you something, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. You know, my mom passed away 2 weeks ago. It was a long trip, but I truly believe that mom made this possible. She didn't co-sign this loan for me. She wanted me to have a new F-150 just below the Super Duty, because she so believed in Ford, because of families and friends that built this truck years and years ago. And Grandpa, I want to explain something real quick, if I can tell a quick story, but I'll answer all your questions.
Okay, before you tell the story, I want you to know right now, our first mission is to convert you to Chevy from Landoff, because this show is sponsored in great part by Chevy and by Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, but that's, we'll get to that later. Go ahead.
What's Landoff Chevrolet.
And they'll take that F-150. They'll take that as a trade-in.
Go get the Silverado. Get your Silverado. If you like a small truck, get a Colorado or get a Tahoe. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet will have everything you need. Just tell them the Big 550 and Frank Opinion sent you over there.
And they take Ford's as trade-ins. Okay, go ahead. Continue your story.
Okay. My grandfather worked in the early, he worked for 30 years for Railway Express, which is now Roadway. And my grandfather died in 79. When I got on to Joplin, it was 2 weeks ago, Thursday, and I got up to where my mom was in the hospital. She had suffered a massive heart attack, and they took her by ambulance 14 miles. And when I got on the Joplin on 44, I counted, nobody would believe this, but people that believe in this kind of thing, I counted 30 Roadway Express trucks, kind of like Canadian geese, and one was in the front. It formed a V. And I've always known, ever since I moved to Arkansas, that Grandpa has always been with us. Grandpa was a second lieutenant under Jimmy Hoffa. And if you ever watch the Hoffa movie with Danny DeVito and Jack Nicholson, that portrays everything that my grandfather stood for. And there's some great guys. I don't want to name names, but there's some good guys in Northwest Illinois who were truckers, the Teamsters. I met Richard Trumka many, many years ago when I worked for the 27 years ago. I was on the campaign trail for the late, great Senator Simon. And thank you, Senator Durbin, for all you're doing, because I'm a Bank of America customer, and I don't like to pay any more than I have to. And I'll shut up, and I'll let Frank opinion, because that's what I learned the last 5 years.
Mark, first of all, congratulations on not losing your ability to cover 18 subjects in 1 minute and go and be all over the road and take off on a tangent with every other sentence. Congratulations on that. That's what we love about you.
Thank you, Frank. And I want to tell you something. I hope today that I can come to St. Louis and I can read some of my children's books. Majority of them are written. I've just started my copy of the 69 Cubs. I love the Cardinals. I'm a Cub Cardinal fan. You people say, how can you be a Cub Cardinal fan? My mom loved the New York Yankees. She used to dance
We just went from children's books to the Cardinals in about 2 seconds.
Cardinals,
and what's
Cubs,
it called,
and
the 69th
Yankees.
What?
You know, what's the book, the 69th what?
It's going to be based in the 69 Cubs. I work in maintenance for a local school district, the Fairfield Public School System, and I also do some education work down in Arkansas. But I want to tell you something. I've asked these young kids, because what an example. We do a farmer's market in Springdale, Arkansas, and I'll tell you what, we want to keep the Farmer's Market Association of Springdale, of Northwest Arkansas. They have worked very, very hard to keep their location at the Jones Center. And I'm not saying bombard the mayor with phone calls in Springdale, but these people have worked hard for 14 years.
I don't think you have to worry about our listeners calling Springdale.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. That's okay, because, you know, it's the home of Tyson. My dad called the other day, it was about a month ago. Hey, Mark, did you eat some of that Cargill ground turkey? No, Dad, I don't. But if I did, it went to some Kalamazoo, Michigan or something, you know, on a Walmart truck.
Mark, when are you going to be in the St. Louis? When are you going to be in the St. Louis area?
I was just in the St. Louis area a couple hours ago.
Oh.
I was embarrassed.
Well, we just missed you.
I want to thank the wild man, the bad dog, the big hitter, the big man, that guy. Albert Pujols is going to the Hall of Fame, but Jack Clark, man, he's awesome. I wanted to tell my story, but they didn't have time to cut me off. I was going to tell you a story about my mom and Rick Monday, the great Cub baseball player in the Los Angeles Dodgers broadcast.
Okay, Mark, nobody has time for your whole stories, entire stories. Nobody.
I'll hurry up.
No, listen to me. Here's what I'd like for you to do. When your children's book is finished, even if you can't come here, would you honor us with a call and read some of your children's book to us?
Yes, sir, because one of them based on the 2009 ice storm that devastated Northwest Arkansas. And last year, I want to say this, I should have probably, I have a four-wheel drive pickup truck. Only time in my life, in 47 years on this planet, I got stuck at my house. I couldn't get out.
That's
and
a good story.
My little goat, Austin, he plowed. He goes, goat. I'll get you out, Grandpa, I'll get you out. And he said, no, Austin, watch the road, buddy. And he plowed me up. And, you know, I love you guys. I love 550, the big 550 in the afternoon vlog morning show. Mark from Carbondale, no longer. Mark's from Arkansas, and that's where I want to be. And I want to thank Dick Durbin. Mom told me 2 weeks ago she would take care of talking to Paul and Gene Simon. She so valued, loved those people, that I had a booklet. I had a bucket list of all these people I had to contact. Thank you, Senator Durbin, and thank you, Frank Opinion. You're one of them. You were on that list.
Well, thank you, Mark. And what do you mean you had a goat that pulled you out of the snow? What do you mean?
Well, my buddy, he's a weather. We weather him. When you weather him, because the Bucks, Billies can be very violent, as you know, but I love them dearly. But what they did is they plowed through the snow and they get out of their barn. But we have we raise 25 Nigerian dwarf goats. We have one Tockenberg. That gives us 26. And we have a miniature Tockenberg. But the bottom line is, I truly believe that the key to America and the key to the world is not violence. It's everybody working together, laughing. My mom, you know, she so eloquently knew that life wasn't about how much money you made. My mom worked for senior citizens. She battled Parkinson's for 15 years. Mm-hmm. She battled for people with Alzheimer's. I lost my aunt 4 years ago. I told my relatives we're going to have to stop meeting like this. But the bottom line is this, people. Enjoy life. Enjoy what you're doing. Go to Landoff Chevrolet. Go to these great products.
Listen to this, man.
I'm not running for anything. I'm running out for a glass of water. I believe the future is now. I believe 27 years ago, Paul Simon, we defeated Percy. And it was very ironic that when Chuck Percy, my mom died, the next day Chuck Percy died.
Uh-huh. Why don't you run for president?
The Associated Press read it that we defeated him in 78. In 1978, I was in the eighth grade. I was playing baseball for the greatest baseball team, Northwest Illinois. Hey, Albert Pujols, Albert Bishop Pujols. I think that Congress needs to rewrite so you can run not only for governor of Missouri, but also president of the United States. Because you're awesome, Mr. Pujols. You're awesome. And go Lubrock. I'd like to see Lubrock be president. He's awesome.
Mark, you haven't...
No, real estate in Arkansas, in Missouri.
Mark, it's good to see you. You haven't lost it. We got to run, but please.
God bless you guys. God bless you.
Call back anytime, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Mark from Carbondale, everybody. He'll always be Mark from Carbondale to us. I don't care where he lives.
Wow, man.
Is he a teacher?
Tina, you weren't here.
He says he is.
This guy used to call us, and I'm not kidding. We were laughing, and we had no idea what he was saying, and we're still laughing.
He covered 500 topics,
and we didn't even know what he was saying, and it was funny. It's unbelievable.
So he's ended with the Rams, Cardinals, Blues, 550.
He cannot finish a sentence without some word in that sentence taking him to another complete place. I love that guy, Mark from Carbondale. Good to hear from you, Mark. Ford F-150, but go to Lundahl. We're going to get that thing traded in. You watch. We'll get it done. Now we have to take another quick break, and then we'll sort of start to get caught up, and we'll have a lot of time. Jose is coming in, too. So if you have any technical questions, something bugging you, something not working right, I'm going to give you a real jump on the others and give you the number now. So after the news, you get on the board and you talk to Jose, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Let's talk a little American Equity Mortgage, what do you say? Let's talk about interest rates. That, you know, if you were to go back and you had recorded radio commercials from 2 years ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, you know what they would have said? Well, you really want to consider refinancing now, because who knows how long these rates can last and how long they can stay this low. Well, guess what? They're even lower. Now, at a certain point, they can't get any lower. You're never going to see. I can't even imagine. It's impossible that you'd ever see a buy home now. There's no interest. Go get a loan for a home. Zero interest. Just pay for it as you can. Not going to happen. We're about as close to that as we can get. When you got rates in the threes, you know that in the 70s, when Jimmy Carter was president, one of the reasons that my family and lots of people went out of business, and a lot of other things that happened as a result of these, was because the interest rate on their loan was 16%. 16%. And you know, I guess the upside to that is that if you had a savings account, you know, you're making big interest. But in the end, it wasn't good for the economy. It's not good when people can't buy homes or get loans on the equity in their homes because they can't even afford just the interest. Well, those days are long gone, and we're looking at 3 and 4, depending on your credit rating. Take advantage of that. It's the smartest thing you can do. Dumbest thing you can do? Borrowing money using your credit cards, which is what you're doing when you make minimum payments every month. You are just using their money and borrowing it, and it's killing you. Get out of it. American Equity Mortgage. Talk to them about a bill consolidation loan or a home equity loan, or if it's that first house and you want to get it, wow, what a great time it is for you. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got a couple new accidents. Now, it's first one is on westbound 40 just after Hampton. You've got two left lanes are blocked. The traffic is backed up now approaching Kings Highway. Also, we've got one down in the Herculaneum area at Dunklin Drive and Main Street. And then they're also working with one, and Sean will have more in the news. It's on North 20th at Salisbury. It's involving a school bus, and there were injuries in there between a bus and a car. Other than that, your southbound 270 traffic is stop and go now from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70 getting a little bit heavy around 370 Mid Rivers Mall Drive, again around T.R. Hughes. And on southbound 55, everything's looking pretty good from downtown through Highway 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Get something back from your home with a Fifth Third Equity Flex line at a low rate. Call 1-866-53-LOANS or go to 53.com. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at OmniTreeService.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
Find out what's hot and happening this Sunday night.
It's the Dennis George Show with Matt Connor
and Julia Eschen.
9 p.m. Sundays here on the Big 550 KTRS. Online, KTRS.com.
At Target, getting a flu shot is easy, affordable, and right in the store. Make Target your flu HQ. While supplies last, restrictions vary. Target pharmacies are not located in all stores.
I would suggest that you not eat dinner till the show is over. We have a couple of stories coming up that... They're not very pleasant, to say the least, but they're true. And we need to know that these kind of people live among us. Let's talk about good feet. What do you say? Some things don't make any sense that I see on TV. And like these ab machines, I see these guys on the weekends, these infomercials, and there's a guy with this rock-solid rippling abs, and he's got a rubber band hooked to a door, and I'm supposed to think that he does this 10 minutes a day, and that's how he looks like that? Nah, I'm not buying that. Then some things do make sense, like when you say that your knee pain or hip pain or neck pain or back pain or certainly foot pain like plantar fascia.